Christmas is when God sent his hope wrapped in a person. That person has a name. His name will be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. That name is the name that is above every name, because at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Because neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. God sent hope wrapped in a person so we could know him, have a relationship with him, see him, and understand God because Jesus reveals him. Jesus explains the Father. Jesus said, if you want to see the Father, look at me. I, Jesus said, am the exact representation of God. And so God defined hope by the person of Jesus Christ. On the way in, you should have gotten a copy of one of the books of the Bible. This is just the Gospel by Luke. But this copy contains one of the most precise descriptions and definitions of who Jesus was and what he is doing in the hearts of all those that receive him. Luke chapter 1, and this is on page 11. When you get home, you can look it up in the light and read it yourself. This is what the scriptures say Jesus Christ promises to all who will receive him. To as many as receive him, this is what he does. In Luke 1, it says, he has visited and redeemed his people. Jesus said, when I come to your life, I will end loneliness. Did you know loneliness is the most widespread emotional struggle that people have? The most people in the world suffer the most with this one emotion, this ache called loneliness. Even in cities of millions of people, where you're only 1 foot from another person on the other side of the wall, people ache with loneliness. Jesus said, I have visited and redeemed my people. They're never alone again. When I redeem you, Jesus said, I take up residence within, and you're never alone. He also said that I will rescue you from your enemies and from the hands of all those who hate you. Jesus said, I also want to end your anxiousness, your anxiety, your meditation about all the problems and the difficulties and the hatred and the enemies. He said, because if I'm for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Jesus Christ said that he is with us and that he will never leave us and he will always walk us through life. He is a personal God in human flesh who died in our place. It also said to grant us deliverance that we might serve him all of our days without fear. Jesus not only ends loneliness, he not only ends our anxieties, Jesus wants to end our fears. In fact, the most repeated negative prohibition in the Bible is fear not. Fear is the realm of Satan. God has not given us a spirit of fear, the Bible says. He has given us power and love and a sound mind. That's the gift of God. Satan gives fear. That's his realm. Jesus came to end fear in our lives. The scriptures go on to say, to make salvation known to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. The most wonderful truth of the scriptures is the truth that Jesus ends guilt in our lives. Guilt. Guilt is a plague. Guilt is a cancer that eats out the soul. And Jesus said, I have come to give my people forgiveness of their sins. How could he do that? How could a holy God say, your sins are gone? One way, if the holy God became a target. Jesus Christ was executed for my sins. That's why I have endless life. Jesus Christ was executed for your sins if you will call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to forgive your sins. The last thing he says is, through the compassionate mercy of our God, he will visit us like a sunrise from on high, to give light to those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus offers the end of darkness, the end of the confusion, the blindness of not knowing why I'm here, where I'm going, what life is about. He turns the light on. He's like the sunrise at the end of a long night of loneliness and anxiety and guilt and fear. He said, I've come to end all that darkness. You say, wow, that's too good to be true. That's what it sounds like. But it is the truth of the Word of God, of the gospel of God, who came to wrap his hope in a person, God the Son, Jesus Christ. How do you receive him? The Bible says, one way, call to him. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord, whoever will cry out to the Lord, whoever will reach out by faith, he said, I'll never cast you out. I will receive as many as come to me. If you're interested in knowing more about Jesus Christ, this booklet explains completely the biblical pathway, the plan of salvation. The card that's inside is actually an invitation to Christianity Explored. It's a 7-week look through one of the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark, into the truth of who Jesus Christ was. On the back it says, Christianity Explored starts January 9th through February 20th, and dinner is included. And you are welcome to join us right here at the church. Read that invitation, but more than coming to a class, if you'd like peace and hope and the end of guilt and the assurance that you'll never be lonely again, then you can call right where you are, right in your heart, by faith on the name of the Lord. Let's bow together for a closing prayer. Father, as we consider the message that was narrated to us, as we listen to the words of those songs so beautifully presented tonight, there's one theme. You have announced hope is a person. That person is Jesus Christ, the mighty Savior. I pray that tonight someone, a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, someone who has just joined us this evening just for something special to do, that they would realize that your Holy Spirit is convicting them tonight, that Jesus, you are the only hope. You are the Savior. And I pray that they, by faith, would call out to you tonight. Be exalted as we celebrate you this evening. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.